Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Clutch Football podcast from Serving Up Clutch. That's at Serving Up Clutch on Twitter. I'm back with Fabio Duarte, my regular guest. I'm James Martin, and we will be taking you through the match list. This is our second match list format. So we pick the top three matches of the week and we go through each of them in turn, looking at value and wildcard selections. Before we dive into that, we're going to have a quick recap of how we got on last week. Fabio, how did your selections get on?
Well, this started quite poorly, but in the end, I think it was respectable. We'll start with the Liverpool one. I had Liverpool to win 2-0. That didn't work out too well. And I also had 2-0, which obviously didn't work out too well either.
Yep, so Liverpool was more of a mixed bag for me. I correctly called both teams to score, which was at 5-6, so tidy little win there. That came in inside 12 minutes, so it was a nice relaxed rest of the game from a tipping perspective. The wild card, I was on the right lines, but it didn't come off in the end. I went for half time, full time, Leeds Liverpool at a 20-1 outside shot. And it was that kind of back and forth game. On another day, it could have come in, but obviously, it was always a long shot.
Yeah, you were a lot closer with the Liverpool ones than I was.
The earlier game that on the weekend was Palace Southampton. That was not a happy hunting ground for either of us, was it?
No, that really didn't go to plan. We each thought Southampton would win. I tipped Southampton to win at 6-4 and Southampton to win 2-0 at 3-1. And Southampton really got their game plan wrong with that one. Crystal Palace impressed me.
Yeah, not to go into too many details, but essentially all of our bets relied on Southampton not losing, so it was a bit of a wipeout. Much better success in the last game of the weekend, Brighton Chelsea. We got on pretty nicely there on the whole.
Yep, I had over 3.5 goals at 2-1, so that was quite a good one. My wild card was last goal scorer Tammy Abraham 6-5, and that one was a void, so that'll do.
It's not a loss, so fair enough. Yeah, and my value for that one was Chelsea and over 2.5 at 6-4, which obviously came in. And also the wild card, it was Brighton at 4-1. Obviously, 3-1, you'd suggest that was miles off, but actually watching the game, it could easily have gone the other way. So I feel like it was a decent wild card punt.
Yeah, fair enough. They performed better than I expected.
So just to finish off the round up with our wild card picks, no joy this week, but they were both close. I had Callum Wilson, 2+ goals at 16-1. He bagged himself one on his debut, came pretty close to another.
Yeah, that was a good punt. I had Wolves to win 1-0 at 11-2. Fairly close, but then again, it was gone in 6 minutes, so.
But only one goal off in the end, so not a terrible first effort, but hoping for even more success this week. And first up, we have Arsenal against West Ham. Do you want to kick us off with the value tip for that one?
Sure. It was quite hard to find value here because I think most people will back Arsenal to beat West Ham. But I've gone for half time, full time, Arsenal at 11-8. West Ham looked quite poor against Newcastle. They gave up quite a lot of big chances. Arsenal, on the other hand, looked fairly good against Fulham. It was a comfortable win, and I think it'll be another comfortable win this time around.
Yep, I can see the thinking there. I looked at that bet as well. So yeah, I like the way you're going with that one. Obviously, there's a bit of a risk in the half-time, full-time, a slow start, and then even if they do win, you're out of the running by half-time. But yeah, I think there's a good chance that comes in. My value pick is Arsenal to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1, which is at 2-1. I know they put three past Fulham, and I know West Ham didn't look great. But half of the games last week did finish with one of those score lines. I think it's quite likely that West Ham will try and keep it tight and should keep any defeat to that kind of modest margin.
Yeah, I like that at 2-1. As I say, value was quite hard to find when you're backing Arsenal to win.
Yeah,
So at
exactly.
2-1, that's pretty decent.
And then my wild card is Arsenal to win both halves. So similar to the half time, full time, but it relies on them, obviously, outscoring West Ham in both of the halves, and that comes in at 3-1, so just about eligible to be a wild card pick.
Yeah, that's nice. I've also got a 3-1. Aubameyang to score two or more. It's quite low considering it's a brace, but if anyone's going to score a brace, it's Aubameyang. He had plenty of touches in the penalty box. He took his chance last week. I expect him to score again.
Fair enough, and obviously on the back of a new contract as well, maybe he'll want to celebrate that with a couple of goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like you say, 3-1, probably not as high as you'd like, but it's tricky for this game, but it's not a bad shout. We'll move swiftly on to the next game we've picked. This is a big one, especially for us. It's Chelsea against Liverpool, Fabio's team against mine. We may well disagree quite significantly on this one, But for me, the value pick is obviously Liverpool to win at 11 to 10. Tarek Lamptey tormented Chelsea's left flank against Brighton, so I think Trent and Salah should have some fun down that side. There was also some signs that Chelsea's increased attacking options still need a bit of time to click, and that's not a criticism. That's just always going to be the case. But Havertz looked a bit lost in his first game, so there'll probably be goals from both sides. But I think you'd have to expect Liverpool to outgun Lampard's kind of defensively weak outfit.
11 to 10, that's not too bad. What you said about Lamptey is completely true. I've gone for Werner, anytime goal scorer, at 6 to 5. I think he looked by far the most alert of the Chelsea attacking players. It was him being sharp that led to the opening goal. Liverpool's defence looked a bit sloppy against Leeds. There were a few individual errors, and I think Werner can capitalise on that and he should be able to score.
Yeah, I don't disagree, to be honest. One thing I would mention is that the Leeds expected goals were actually below one, so there were a couple of kind of freak instances in that one. But nonetheless, there were signs, like you say, individual errors that maybe there's a bit of rust in that back line, which Werner could get some joy out of. He did look lively against Brighton, won the penalty, of course. So, yeah, at over evens, I agree. That looks like a decent bet if you fancy Chelsea. Wildcard selections. Do you want to go first on wildcard?
Sure, I've got draw and both teams to score at 10 to 3. Both sides have a lot of work to do in defence. I think that was fairly obvious from the opening games. Chelsea managed 3 whilst not being at their best, whilst Liverpool obviously scored 4. Leeds were very close to securing a draw against Liverpool. Liverpool don't look like they're at 100% right now. Obviously, Chelsea didn't look bad either. But I think a draw and both teams to score looks fairly good at 10 to 3. I certainly think both teams are going to score.
Yeah, I agree on both teams to score. I think if I had to go come down on one side or the other there, I would agree. But draw, obviously, you can see from my value tip, I don't necessarily fancy a draw. So my wild card is over 4.5 goals at 7-2. It's a lot of goals. There's no two ways about it. But the last one finished 5-3. I don't see that happening again. But with both sides being stronger in attack and weaker in defence, and particularly with both of those defences still looking shaky in match week one, I think there's potentially a decent punt there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on the goal front. I can see at least 3 or 4, so fair enough. The odds you mentioned are pretty good.
Yeah, I'd have preferred over 3.5 because obviously 4.5 is a stretch. But to get over our somewhat arbitrary 3-1 wildcard threshold, I've gone with over 4.5.
Yeah, it's as good as any bet, really.
And finishing off the match list this week is Wolves against Manchester City. This should be a good one. What have you gone for in the value section?
At risk of sounding like a Wolves ultra, I've gone for double chance Wolves slash draw at 13-8. Wolves obviously did the double over Man City last year. They were very good in both games. They started brilliantly against Sheffield United. Jimenez in particular looked very alert, and Podence had a good game as well. Manchester City obviously haven't played yet, and I can see Wolves getting something from it. I think 13-8 is fairly kind.
Okay, yep. I can see where you're coming from, and I respect you for going fairly big on the value selection. That's brave. I've gone in a very different direction. I've said City -1 on the handicap market at 5-4, purely because when they go one up, they do tend to get more. And the Wolves double last season, which you mentioned, has probably skewed the market a little bit. So City should really be expected to beat almost every team in the league by 2+ goals. So I can see what I can see what you're saying. I can see an upset, but I think it makes sense to back the handicap market here with it being over evens.
I agree with you that if City do win, it's likely going to be by a 2-goal margin or more. So that does make sense.
You'll like my wildcard more though. I've gone back to form with a potentially optimistic Wolves tip. My wildcard is Wolves outright to win at 21-4. So having said all that I've said before, I have been suckered into Wolves to win on the wildcard. I don't really see it happening, but Pep clearly doesn't like playing them, as you mentioned with the double last season. And there's a lot of explosive pace to really put pressure on City's back line, and that their system does leave the back four pretty exposed. So if Wolves grab the first goal, you know, a swift break, something like that, you could see it getting interesting. So yeah, at over 5-1, I'll bite.
You mentioned explosive pace. I've gone for something along similar
Oh,
lines. I've gone for another last goal scorer tip. this time it's Adama Traoré at 20 to 1. He scored both goals in the 2-0 win last season, where he started as a right wing back and ended up as an auxiliary forward. I think something similar could definitely happen again this time. Man City play with a very high line. This will likely be Ake's first game. I think Traoré could have some joy on the counter. Last goal scorer at 20-1 is definitely enticing.
okay, where to start with that? Well, I'll start with this. You've got to stop these tips. You can't make a habit of last goal scorer tips. It's an insane market. But all things considered, that's not the worst shout on the wild card. 20-1 seems generous. Your logic just about stands up, unless Adama gets taken off, which is of course a worry. But yeah, 20-1. Maybe I'll let you off, but it's not for me.
I'll tell you something, this one's not getting voided.
Yeah, you're probably right on that one. On that note, we will go into overall wild card picks. I'm not sure if this is allowed, but I've gone for a treble. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So that's good because I didn't have a backup tip. So the treble is Leeds to beat Fulham, Liverpool to beat Chelsea, and Brighton to win away at Newcastle, which comes in, depending on your bookmaker, around about between 8 and 9 to 1. It's 8.4 to 1 on Sky Bet. So what I've done there is I've recycled my Liverpool value tip, obviously, so I won't go back into detail on that. But then I've paired it up with two others that I really like the look of. Leeds were better than Fulham in the Championship, winning their last encounter 3-0, and obviously they finished top of the league by a fair margin. And they fared a lot better in their opening weekend. Obviously, both teams lost, but Leeds looked by far the more dangerous, by far the more capable of coping with the vigours of the Premier League. And that's 3 to 5, which adds real value to an accumulator. And then with Brighton, who were a really good-looking side at Chelsea, they're 9 to 5 to beat Newcastle. Yeah, Brighton looked about as impressive as you can look in a 3-1 defeat at the weekend. And there'll be a much stiffer test than West Ham were for Newcastle. Newcastle struggled a lot last season, and while they did look improved in the opener, I'd still back Brighton in that matchup.
Well, we've already discussed Liverpool, but the other two games, I actually agree with you on both of them. So I think this could be a good tip, particularly the Brighton Newcastle one. That is good value. So yeah, I like that.
That's good. So sorry for the monologuing there, but we got through it in the end. So we'll now move on to your wild card selection.
My wild card selection is another 20 to 1.
Oh.
I've got Heung-min Son to score 2+. Spurs weren't exactly at their best against Everton, but this does have some backing to it. Southampton were pretty poor against Crystal Palace in the way that they set up. They left a lot of space in behind to be exploited. And other than Salah, Kyle Walker-Peters had the most touches in the opposition half than any other player in a Saturday game. If they do something similar against Tottenham again, Heung-min Son's going to have plenty of space and time on the left wing. He looked the most likely to score for Tottenham against Everton. And if they give him time again, 2+ goals, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, there's a pretty crazy Walker-Peters stat. One thing that it does also show is how dominant on the ball Southampton were in that Palace game. So yeah, I'm just still a bit bitter about our failed Southampton tips. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. But yeah, I quite like the thinking. And 20-1 for one of Spurs' key players to get a brace in a game they're favourites for. Yeah, I think it's a decent punt.
Thank you.
And on that uncontroversial note, we have reached the end of our second matchless show. Remember to follow Serving Up Clutch on Twitter at Serving Up Clutch. Follow me at JamesMartin013 and my guest today, Fabio Duarte at F Duarte Writing. Until next time.